Indeed. David Levy joins us now. He is chairman of the Levy Forecasting Center here to talk economics. And David, let me just ask you, first of all, we've seen markets hitting records this week. We're seeing yields incredibly low. It's hard to call it a yield curve these days. How do you explain what's going on right now?
I think it's pretty simple. We have a global economy in which balance sheets are overbuilt, which one side of that is there's a lot of funds in various people's hands to invest. Safe assets, i.e. U.S. Treasuries, German bunds, Japanese government bonds, and so forth, are inadequate to meet that demand. And we've had basically the lack of returns in the market forcing people to go out and chase capital gains. If you see a market that's moving in this period where it's so hard to get returns without some kind of capital gain, it's very hard not to jump on it. And I think until people get scared again, there's going to be a good tendency for markets to pick up a lot of momentum, a lot of fluffiness.
Well, David, in that search for yield, investors are being lured or attracted to emerging markets at this point. We've had a couple stories on the Bloomberg talking about ETF flows into the emerging market area. That cause for concern in your view?
Yeah, I think so, for a couple reasons. First of all, these offer more returns, and maybe someone can rationalize putting a little bit more of their portfolio into it. But they're vulnerable to a reversal, and we often get pretty messy reversals when it goes the other way. The reason I would not have much confidence in the emerging markets over time is it's basically the sector as a whole has greatly overbuilt its capacity as an exporter to the developed world, and that means that they're having greater and greater pressures to cut investment. It's certainly happening. Starting to happen in much of the emerging markets, in China in particular, the private component of investment has really plunged, and it's largely the government keeping the state-owned enterprises and other public investment going that's been trying to hold things up there. But we see there's been a deterioration over the last couple of years in the stability and vitality of emerging market economies, and I think that trend is going to keep going until it gets us in real trouble.
We were talking a few minutes ago with Richie Amarone, an economist here at Bloomberg Intelligence, just about the way that the EU referendum, the UK-EU referendum, has played out. And we certainly heard from Mario Draghi this week some relief, maybe some surprise that it hasn't had more of an impact on European markets than some might have expected. We had the ECB saying it's going to stay put, going to see what happens here. How do you see that? How do you see what's happening in Europe playing out, especially when you look at the quantitative easing scheme, the plan that's in place right now? Do you see that changing fundamentally? And just more broadly, sort of what do you expect out of Europe here in the next year?
Well, if we look at Europe's economic improvement since its recession, it had another recession in 2012, 2013, it has been basically riding an improving trade surplus. First of all, its own recession cut its own imports. That helped. Second of all, the U.S. dollar strengthened a great deal, and the euro weakened, and that helped. And then, most of all, petroleum prices plunged, as well as certain other commodities, and that is a big plus to Europe. Unlike the United States, the drop in petroleum prices was a two-edged sword for Europe. It was a clear positive. But if we look at has the improvement in their profits as a result of this led to any real pickup in investment? You're still not seeing it. They still have zombie banks that really are not in great shape. And there's very little growth and not a whole lot of enthusiasm for investing. So I think that if they either lose some more of their exports to the emerging markets, which I think is the most immediate risk, or if there were to be a spike up in oil price again, we would see their economy looking more troubled again.
David, just got about 30 seconds left here. You call this, I believe these are your words, a demented Goldilocks economy.
I love that line.
Cold but not frozen is just right. How does this all end then?
Well, I think the problem is when balance sheets are too big, there's no nice, happy way we work them out. I mean, that's where you get major collapses, great depressions, and so forth. Our view continues to be that the United States and most developed market economies will get through some difficult adjustments, but without a great depression. But we have some troubles ahead.
Yeah. David, nice to check in with you. David Levy, he's chairman at the Jerome Levy Forecasting Center, on the phone from Mount Kisco, New York. David Gura, thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure, Carol.
So much fun. Great to have you here.
Do it again soon, I hope.
Dave's going to continue on Bloomberg Television. Market check coming your way in just a moment. This is Bloomberg.